Renee, fantastic to see you. Of course, it all starts the new season as president of Central North Junior Rugby. But yeah, they're out there and about. But how are things going? Great to see plenty of girls. But in the 15s and 16s, we need a few more players to play rep footy. But overall, it's good to see the start of the season.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Actually, we've got record numbers turned up to as a whole to trial this year. The interest is certainly out there. We're just a bit short in the 15, 16 age group. But that's where our black hole is. I haven't had a lot of rugby space to play in previous years. So this regional comp keeps going. We're hoping to build those numbers there.
Well, that's going to start on Friday the 5th of April. You're pretty excited about that because it's not only looking after the 16s but 12s and 14s as well, and ladies are going to be part of it also.
Yeah, no, we're very excited for that. That's we've got a few extra teams in this year than what we had last year. We've sort of tightened up the competition rules a bit as well and added a little bit more professionalism. So, yeah, we're really excited for a start this year.
And also Rugby Explorer, of course, if we want to get our children registered to play the magnificent game of rugby, we need to go through this thing called the Rugby Explorer. Tell us all about that and how do we work it so we can get our children to play rugby between the ages of 6 and 18 in Central North?
It's a very simple system this year. Admittedly, being the first year, there is a few teething errors with registration, but from an administrator's point of view and even for registration, you just download the app and go in and link your child up with your email address and go from there.
And the good thing about it is you've got the $100 voucher as well that comes from the government for the Active Kids thing. That's just been great for the game too.
Yeah, it sort of helps making it more affordable, particularly out here this year when we're, you know, heading into the longer extended drought too. It sort of helps families with covering registrations.
Of course, we've got a magnificent program for Central North Ingenuers as well. We head off to the mid-north coast of Port Macquarie. We head off to Mudgee to take on our friends there at Central West, but also the big carnival is on Sunday the 17th of March. In Scones, we take on our friends from Hunter and also Central Coast. It's the start of a great year for Central North Junior Rugby, isn't it? Because, of course, we've got a country champs in Tamworth as well.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. You know, we've got our usual big trial games, but our big thing this year, we're hosting the 12s, 13s and 14s in Tamworth. So be a great opportunity to showcase rugby in the area and bring everyone else out here to us.
Well, you've had some tough times, you and your husband, was with Park Lucent, but how are things going in business? And we just need a bit of rain, don't we?
Yeah, I think that's it. We just need a bit of rain. At the moment, everyone's sort of it's extending on for that long. Everyone's losing a bit of hope. If we had that bit of hope and we could see something coming, it might lift the spirits a bit.
Renee, we'll catch up with you later in the year, but you do a great job as president of Central Junior Rugby, and we look forward to what will be a great representative season, but also the Northwest competition will be a lot of fun too, and we look forward to catching up you as the season rolls on.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. I think we're going to be bigger again this year.